It's currently 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. And it was a busy day on the phones today. I'd say probably one of the best days we've had. And with more on that, here's WRCO's Bo Hendricks.
Thank you very much, Joanne. It was a busy day here on the auction. So we had some amazing bids, amazing donations, really just a team effort. We started off with the Team Cure Seder specialty pies. That sold for $175 to bidder 230. After that, we had the Richland Family Restaurant gift certificate. That went for $65 to bidder 235. The Royal Cleaning, their donation of the Christie's Sunnyside gift card, $50 to bidder 100. Utter Brothers had a $20 gift card go for $50 to bidder 235. We had the Oakwood Fruit Farm 3 dozen donuts, $125 going to bidder 855. And the big item in the first segment, from Jim and Diane Heyer, the Hank Aaron bat, $460 to bidder 875. We go into the second segment, the Bell Art Studio Forever Together, another one of their pieces which have gone really well this week, $75 to bidder 235. The Diane Nautical Cheesecake, it went for $120 to bidder 280. Now, when it comes to that specific item, we had a match from the Round Barn, and so that went of a $100 match, so adding that on, $220 in value. The Milwaukee Brewer 2 Club level tickets plus the baseball history books, that sold for $150 to bidder 370. Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate, that went for $50 to bidder 260. And Foggy North's donation of the black coffee mug with Foggy Bottom logo, that whole package selling for $55 to bidder 885, rounding out the first hour. Into the second hour we went, and we kept the momentum. We started off with the from Pratt Funeral and Cremation, the Bucks swag sold for $105 to bidder 435. The Tesnik Power Sports certificate went above value, $120 to bidder 640. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, that side table made of black locust wood, sold for $120 to bidder 455. The City Utilities Fire Hydrant, red, white, and blue in color, sold for $275 to bidder 595. We had the 1 pound of chocolate fudge. That sold for $100 to bidder 375. When it came to the fudge, we had a match as well. That was a $100 if it met that, which it did. So $200 for that item. The Richland Family Prescription Center, we had them, that went for $250, excuse me, to bidder 360, $20 certificate for a prescription per month for 1 year. The final segment, the Are You Enough Rusty Wallace 50th Anniversary NASCAR Miller Lite Elvis Presley Limited Edition. That went for $20 to bidder 395. The Cooper Lounge Bloody Mary Basket, $80 to bidder 660. The Ace Hardware Beaver Tail Stealth Flat Bottom, $500 to bidder 900. The Edward Jones Chet's Feed Seed, that certificate sold for $100 to bidder 235. WRCO, item, the 4 club level seats to the Milwaukee Brewer game, $250 above value to bidder 620. And Bruce and Betsy Raisler's donation of the Sky Chair with Footrest, that sold for $200 to bidder 155. In the morning, we also had another match from Jelenic, a $175 match. So, of course, that was for the Team Cure Seder's pie early on. So that matched as well. Good to see. Also, we had a couple other big items that went in the morning. And, you know, when it came to those big items, we had the Twin Pines, that certificate good toward a 2-night minimum stay. That went to 3 nights, thanks to the fact that it reached its bid of $750. So that went to bidder 145, a huge thank you. Also, the Wandless 16 Yards Gravel, $480 to bidder 435. So, as we take a look at day four, originally our total was $4,725. We take into account that we had some matches. We added $375 to come up with $5,100 for day four. Looking at our overall totals for the week, that has now had us, after 4 days, we are now at $16,650, all going to Grace with 1 day to go. Do want to mention that as you are wondering about what items, you know, about your items, if you've won them, don't worry. Grace will be reaching out to you. If you are the winning bidder, we have your names and your phone numbers. They will be calling you if you're the winning bidder, and they will set up a time for you to come and get your item with you. Just wait for them to reach out to you, and we'll get that. You know, we'll get you squared away. But also, if you need a bidder number still, and we have one more day, you can give us a call here at the station, 647-2111. And we'll start again 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the final day has some amazing items. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it looks awesome. And we're really going to end out the week on a high note.
It's just amazing, isn't it, Bo?
It really is. I was... You know, looking at what we had today on the docket, each time we made a call to action, you know, we asked people, hey, can we do a little more in this area? You listeners out there, you met our expectations and then exceeded them. And really, our thanks go out to all of you, to our generous donors, but to all of you who call in and donate. You just know that your money is helping save lives.
I think some people are doing their Christmas shopping. I think that's what helps too.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I see a lot of numbers, some people who are who have gotten multiple items. And to them, I tip of the hat as well. Hey, it's a good time to do it. There's some really great items here. And hey, if you're spending money and for your Christmas items and it also goes to a great cause, I mean, that's a present in itself.
It is. And, you know, I just am amazed at the support the community gives to Grace. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending Wisconsinites reduce their time outdoors today and into Friday due to ongoing air quality advisories resulting from Canadian wildfire smoke. The current advisory, in effect statewide until noon today, has been extended through noon Friday. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reducing heavy exertion. Consider rescheduling or moving events indoors. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin's surface air quality over the next several days. Widespread unhealthy levels of PM2.5 are expected across Wisconsin today, with values in the very unhealthy category possible. Conditions are expected to slowly improve beginning Friday. However, unhealthy for sensitive groups to unhealthy levels will remain possible through the weekend. Conditions will be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis through the weekend, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive in the latest outbreak of avian influenza. According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the USDA reports one case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Pennsylvania poultry flock and three cases in livestock in California, all within the last 30 days. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive, and DATCAP offers support to improve and maintain biosecurity at farms and dairy processors. Find out more and see the state's milk testing results online at datcp.wi.gov. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the Sheriff's Office completed an investigation following information brought forward alleging that a registered sex offender intentionally photographed minors in Vernon County. In late March, the Sheriff's Office received a report from the La Crosse Police Department indicating that during the execution of a search warrant at the home of a registered sex offender, digital storage media was found containing photographs of minors believed to have been taken in Vernon County. The investigation revealed that 24 victims, all minors from three area school districts, were photographed during a sporting event in October 2024 in the village of DeSoto. All victims that were photographed have been identified. As a result of the investigation, Jonathan R. Statz, 41 of La Crosse, was identified as the source of the photographs. Findings of the investigation to date have been forwarded to the Office of Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher for review. The Sheriff's Office is recommending a charge of registered sex offender intentionally photographing minors for a total of 24 counts. Jonathan Statz was convicted of trafficking of a child, party to the crime, in La Crosse Circuit Court in November 2023 and required to register as a sex offender for 15 years. Statz is currently facing multiple felony charges in La Crosse County stemming from a La Crosse police child pornography investigation that began in February following a cyber tip. The Vernon County photos were subsequently discovered during their investigation. Statz has remained in the custody of the La Crosse County Sheriff since his arrest on March 25th. The investigation continues. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477. Or submit a tip online at p3tips.com. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is asking for your assistance in locating Fred R. Kelly, Jr., age 41. He is wanted on a felony pickup order by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. He absconded probation or parole supervision in February. His last known address was Viola. If you have information on Fred Kelly's whereabouts, contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. You can also contact Vernon County Crime Stoppers or submit an online tip. Parents in Sun Prairie want district administration to resign after the arrest of a school dean. 30-year-old Robert Gilkey Meisegeier was charged in Dane County Monday with 2 counts of child sexual exploitation and 13 counts of possession of child porn. He served as dean of students at Sun Prairie West High, where prosecutors say he was collecting photos of underage girls and offering alcohol to those who gave him photos. Parents and students say complaints about Gilkey Meisegeier and others went ignored and were never reported to police. They presented a petition to the school board Monday night, signed by hundreds of students and parents. A Madison man who prosecutors say poisoned 2 women and put 1 of them in the hospital for more than a month pled not guilty to the charges against him. 43-year-old Paul Van Dyne was arraigned Tuesday in Rock County Court. Van Dyne is currently being held at the Dane County Jail on a $10 million cash bond. If he manages to post that amount, he will be transferred to the Rock County Jail, where his cash bond is set at $37.5 million. He and 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker face multiple charges in both counties. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Before there was a post office in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a wiki source, it's titled The Yankee and the Teuton in Wisconsin, Muscadet, 1763 to 1856. The reference number is 86. It was then a post office because none was opened by 1847. Hard to explain? The language used in this correspondent came from the Prairie du Chien Patriot, dated February 23, 1847. Who says this? And I quote, "The mail from Mineral Point to Muscadet." And you'll note that Muscadet was spelled with a K instead of a C, M-U-S-K-O-D-A. As the mail goes there once a week, there is no post office in Richland County. There is, however, a post office in Muscadet. The census of 1846 assigns to the Northern District of Grant County 1,482 persons were located there. It is possible to identify the list of the heads of families. 6 family names were very common in Muscadet: John D. Parrish, James Smith, Manuel Denston, Thomas Waters, William Garland, and Richard Hall. All of these met again for the census of December 1st, 1847. now called the Muscadet Precinct. This time, Muscadet is spelled, as it is, M-U-S-C-O-D-A, but there is a Y at the end, Muscadet. That, of course, is in Grant County. Listed separately, this precinct seems to have included townships in the present-day towns of Muscadet, Castle Rock, Waterstown, and Hickory Grove, all located to the south. That precinct is credited with 13 families aggregating a total of 77 persons. Mr. Garland, in the county history, has that managing a hotel in Muscadet, and now it's spelled the normal way, M-U-S-C-O-D-A. Moses Manlove had a second hotel, or what they called, and I quote, a boarding house. Aside from those in the Muscadet precinct in Grant County, several families are living in Iowa County. Now, that's just south of the Wisconsin River, but to the east. They must have depended on their supplies from Muscadet or possibly Highland. If Richland County settlers really were, as reported, getting their mail at Muscadet, that would mean, of course, they were part of the census numbers. That 235 persons living north of the Wisconsin River in what we now know as Richland County, would be part of that census. The county history says the old log house used as a land office also served in 1847 as a store. So you'll take note that the land office was later moved to Mineral Point from Muscadet. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Cazenovia. It's in Westford Township.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
It's time to get those cream puffs and see the sights at the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. The doors open today at State Fair Park in West Allis for the fair's 174th year. Fair officials remind you not to bring large bags to the park and to bring some water with you to keep hydrated. Be sure to check out the Dairy Building to get your cream puff and tour the exhibits and events. Tonight's main stage show will be Midland, and Boys to Men will be on stage Friday night. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. The Wisconsin State Fair has named the best new dish of 2025. The fair is back with its Sporky Awards for flavorful foods. This year's winner is a French toast dish with UB sweet potato butter and banana. Other nominees included a breakfast bratwurst with blueberry preserves and a pancake bun, brat rangoons, a Korean-inspired gochujang, smash burger, and Mexican street corn pizza. You can also get dessert with the Hunka Hunka Fat Elvis Donut Ice Cream Sandwich or churros with s'mores toppings. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for special hunting and trapping seasons is coming up. Residents interested in applying for bobcat and fisher permits only have until tomorrow to apply. Harvest permits will be awarded through a preference point lottery system. Residents interested in the first sharp-tailed grouse hunt in the state since 2018 have until tomorrow to apply for a limited permit drawing. The sharp-tailed grouse hunting season this fall will run from October 18th to November 9th. And audiences will once again have the opportunity to experience community players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, this weekend. Performances are scheduled for Friday and Saturday and Sunday at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Curtains open Friday night and Saturday at 7 and Friday at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children.